A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up a mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they now saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Have you ever read J.R.R. Tolkien's trilogy called The Lord of the Rings? I once heard it sarcastically described as a bunch of guys just going for a really long walk. And on the surface of the story, that certainly seems true. It is a very long walk with a group of guys. But that's a pretty shallow assessment of what's really unfolding in the story. Let me give you a sample of the beauty and depth of Tolkien's writing. Bilbo, who has gone on a long walk with a bunch of guys in the first book called The Hobbit, warns his nephew. Listen, "It's a dangerous business, Frodo, going out your door. You step out onto the road, and if you don't keep your feet, there's no knowing where you might be swept off to." That is, going out your door is a dangerous business, but also a highly rewarding business, because outside your door awaits adventure. Today is the Feast of the Transfiguration. Jesus' body, as we heard in the Gospel, is transfigured gloriously before the eyes of Peter, James, and John. Interestingly, in the Gospel of Luke, the transfiguration occurs immediately before Jesus and the apostles head off for the last time to Jerusalem, where our Lord will be crucified. In other words, the transfiguration marks the starting point of another bunch of guys going for a really long walk. Just like Bilbo warned and encouraged Frodo about his long journey, so Jesus' transfiguration is both a warning and an encouragement. How so? Well, he has already told them that in Jerusalem he will suffer and die. But now he assures them that it will finally result in glory and resurrection. In other words, walking with Jesus is indeed a dangerous business. But in the end, it will also be a richly rewarding business, namely, heavenly glory. I think it is a pretty easy comparison to make with our experiences of starting a new school year, with the analogy of a bunch of guys going for a really long walk. In fact, you and I are about to embark on a 178-day walk together. But the good news is, we are journeying with Jesus, who can always transfigure, pun intended, the dangerous business of the school year into a richly rewarding business. Jesus' grace always transforms apparent tragedy into absolute triumph. Let me ask you to keep one lesson in mind about every time a bunch of guys goes for a really long walk. Walking and talking, learning and loving, and even studying and suffering together helps us get to know each other better, but even ourselves better. Have you noticed this? And one thing we discover is that each person has special talents and gifts, without exception. The bunch of guys that traveled with Frodo included an elf, a dwarf, a wizard, and a king. Each made an invaluable contribution to the success of the journey. They couldn't have made it without all of them. So too with the apostles. Each had talents and of course also temptations, but they all contributed to reaching the end in Jerusalem and in ultimately helping the gospel to reach the ends of the earth. Each individual is indispensable on this long walk. I know you teachers and staff will help your students to discover their unique gifts and talents this coming 178-day journey together. But let me encourage you to also notice each other's gifts and talents. One might be good in music, like Mrs. Stoddard. And now we have Ariana Grande with us. Or another might be really good in math. Another teacher's mojo may be motivating sluggish students. Another teacher has a heart for the struggling student, and so forth. Of course, each teacher and staff person also has our own weaknesses and limitations. You know, it can be very easy to focus on the weaknesses of others and forget their talents, especially when we go out for drinks after work. Here are two rules of thumb about balancing strengths and weaknesses. First, compliment someone 10 times before you criticize them one time. And second, use the sandwich rule when you need to correct someone. First, point out something that is good, then mention the error, and then finish with another compliment, a sandwich. I don't know if you've ever read The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings, but I hope you will one day. And the movies are great too, by the way, but the book is better. Why? Because the movie was made by Peter Jackson. The books were written by Tolkien. But by far better than both the book or the movie is the 178-day journey that we are about to start today. And with Jesus at our side, every error can be turned into ecstasy, every tragedy into triumph, and every gaffe into glory. Praise to be Jesus Christ.